This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Now on Joy 94.9, this is The Glow Show with your hosts, Victoria Police LGBTI Liaison Officer Gabrielle Tyack, Joy's own Will Lanting, with a range of Victoria Police staff and Joy volunteers coming together to inform and support our diverse LGBTI communities. Here is The Glow Show on Joy.
And yes, welcome to The Glow Show on this wonderful Monday evening again. This is Will, and I'm joined by Gabby. How are you again today, Gabby?
I'm extremely excited.
I know, and it's an exciting night tonight.
My future husband's in their room.
Is he really?
Not you, Will.
Who are we interrogating tonight, or who is assisting us with our inquiries?
The Murphys.
The Murphys. Welcome to the
show. Oh, good Lord.
Thanks for staying back.
Oh, that's okay. Anytime. Anything for you guys.
Pleasure.
A little bit of overtime.
Well, you're a cop. I'm not going to knock you back.
And your future wife.
And my future wife.
Apparently. For those of you just tuning in, Dean did say that he would ideally love to marry Gabby
in
an alternate universe. Yeah, I think
my heart was broken when he said that.
Oh, Will.
I wanted Dean to marry me.
I'm open for suggestions.
It doesn't
at
really,
my age, I'm not looking at anything.
You're really hedging your bets in here, don't you?
It doesn't really matter that I'm a lesbian and
that's
taken.
All right, that's fine. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that taken part.
Yeah, that's right. It was just him dreaming.
Hi. Great to be on your show.
Thanks, guys. Now, look, we've been on your show many times.
Yes,
which
you
we're
have.
Very thankful for.
Mm, and that's all right.
We really, really enjoy
we love it.
Always a joy.
I know. We've had a few laughs and
few tears.
We do like to have warnings so that if you're going to talk about something serious, Dean Murphy can leave the building. That's where we've got to.
Fallen in that trap.
Yeah.
And thanks to you guys, I can't shake this Wiggles thing.
No. Rainbow Wiggle.
And he's got the pink hair now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, really?
It's amazing.
Interesting. It's all transforming, aren't you?
I know. I'm trying for the role. One of these days I'll get there. Now,
what are we doing in here with you guys?
It's not serious today.
All right.
No, good.
I may be in my uniform and I may be a cop, but we want to have a bit of fun with you.
Yeah, great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We're always up for that.
We do want to know something.
What?
Oh, here we go.
Has the Murphys ever been in trouble with the police?
No.
I don't know how to answer this without being incriminated.
He doesn't know
where to start. Incriminating
myself. No, once I got told off. I got marched out of the MCG because they were building the Southern Stand and we'd queued outside to go to the cricket for ages and they said no more general admission and we were going to leave and my parents didn't know I was in there. I think I was about 16 or something. I don't know. And then all these people started rolling under a fence and disappearing around the corner.
And she's a good fence roller.
And so we all tried I've gone under the fence and run around and up into the stands and everyone's going, yeah, like this. But then we got there and I didn't know how they were getting in further into the stadium. And people were like shouting and stuff. And then this cop ran up behind and went, come on. And like busted us and just was marching us out. And as I walked past him, he went, on your bike. And I cracked up laughing and then he cracked it at me. And then he demanded my phone number and where I lived and all that sort of stuff.
Probably
and
looking
I
for a
think
date.
I gave a wrong number.
First thing that came to my mind.
It's true. Do you reckon I missed an opportunity?
Yes.
All the way back then.
Yes.
Blinded by it. To a copper.
Yeah, could have had a copper.
But anyway, that was the only time.
I've had a few run-ins.
You've had heaps.
Along the way.
Where do we start?
Yeah. Okay, so when I was 13 or 14,
back.
We lived in the sleepy hollows of Beaumaris. You know, there wasn't a lot to do for, you know, teenage boys. So we were throwing eggs at cars, as you do. And then we got chased by the guy who we threw an egg at the car. And then we ended up, my mate rode into our house. Rather than jumping the fence of a neighbour, then the guy knew where I lived and then the police rocked up the next day. And so that was my first thing.
You know how dangerous that is, right?
Oh, we do now.
We do now, but good. It was 13.
Don't give me a lecture. You're a bit late with the lecture.
All you kids, don't do that.
It's about 30 years ago.
Don't throw eggs at cars.
But anyway,
Sergeant Stroud.
Sergeant Strauss was his name. We had to all turn up to the Sandringham police station and he
will have well and truly retired.
There was some guy who was in there before us. He'd beaten up someone, but then we were the egg throwers and we were worse. You know, got this lecture, slap around.
And did it work?
No, 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 because then years later I got arrested in Bendigo for surfing on the roof of a car.
Oh, yes, my God.
Yeah. Well, I was a local radio announcer. I had to do something to rev up the place. And,
and your ratings would have improved dramatically.
No, no, you did ask the question, guys. I'm sorry about this. My wayward felon
There's
brother.
There's been a few things along the way, but all in all, I think I've done a good job.
There's no convictions.
There's
against
no
you,
convictions. There's no convictions. But all the police officers, I must say, who arrested me were lovely.
Of were. Course they were.
They were lovely.
They were.
They were. Don't all look at me like that. None of you know where to go now.
No, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I can't believe some of these stories. These are brilliant.
Oh, well, nothing.
You're lucky you're still alive,
Dean. I could only hurt myself.
Did you ever?
I didn't hurt anyone.
I rode on the top of a car. Did surfing on the top of the car.
Didn't
get arrested. Busted by the cops.
Don't try and steal my stories.
No, but I'm just saying. What, I'm a little bit
yours
smarter.
Would have been going like 10k an hour.
Yeah, probably not very fast.
I was flying through the streets of Bendigo.
Don't do that at home, kids, either. No. That's very dangerous.
Yes.
These were back in troubled times.
Troubled times.
I'm shocked.
And then, of course, I ran a party in Sydney last year, and we had the full drug squad, dog squad, all squads. 50 undercover police and all that, which I thought was a little over the top.
It's a little
bit gay disco. But they did go. You know,
see, it wasn't a tasty all over again.
No, it's just Sydney.
We've changed.
It's Sydney as a whole. So Sydney's I think they, you know, it's just the way it is. They seem to be, that seems to be the way it is in Sydney. Whereas in Victoria, we've had this conversation before, the police officers are very, you know, as long as everyone's controlled and nice and well-behaved and whatever, there seems to be that less sort of presence and pressure and all that kind of stuff. That's
yeah,
why I
must say, I never, when I was living in Sydney, I used to find it very bizarre that dogs would walk through clubs because that doesn't happen down here.
Like, no,
so,
not
but they were that yeah. happened a couple of times but when I was at ARC.
Yeah, and the
that's going back about 20
that
years.
That is going back a long way.
It's a while.
They've never fixed the floor
no,
either.
No, they haven't.
But just let you go.
Funny thing about it is,
should we leave, Will?
The police. You can go and have a cup of tea. We'll be
it's just an extension of the Murphy's afternoon.
The police.
Yeah, but no.
The
songs.
Police in Sydney. It's so funny with the dogs and whatever. Are quite happy for you to just come up and pat the dogs and you know.
I didn't
oh, hello, lassie.
Do that.
Yeah, you can. You can pat them.
I didn't think you were allowed
to.
You can't do that in customs.
No, you can't do that in customs.
Anyway, that's my only experience.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, I think we bring the dogs into the big, huge parties out in the paddocks where you have, what do you call them, raves.
Raves. Yeah.
Yes. The paddock parties, yeah, the raves.
Oh, they were at Stereosonic and things like that, those big ones.
There is presence here, but it's not on the
same.
I don't think it's on the
same
scale.
It's not the same as like in a nightclub.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about my dealings with police.
It's been about 100 years since I've been in a nightclub, so I don't know.
Is it still about us or is it Gabby or Will going to say something? Do you need to join in?
Not really.
I don't think so. We're not good when you turn mics on and just ask us questions.
I keep thinking, yes.
It's not good.
Yes, anyway.
Now, guys, the Glow Show, what, or glows in general in the Glow Show, what does it mean for you?
I think for the Glow Show and for glows in general, it is a... This is what I love about it. It's so proactive and it is so, it's so much there for the community to really, so, because I know for years and years and years, there was a case where, you know, gays and lesbians, all the LGBTIQA+ community actually didn't feel like they had somewhere to go if they had issues, if they had problems, if they had to discuss things, if they had been, you know, felt violated or abused or whatever. And now I feel like they do.
They do, and I've obviously trained you very well.
Yes.
Because that's exactly why we have the Glow Show, and that's why we have glows, because we did want to make that relationship with the community and police. Mm. We wanted to change it and make it the police seem more human.
Yep.
And the Glow Show is hopefully doing that, and obviously you've said that we are.
It's worked.
What about
it's working.
No, well, I agree with everything Dean said, strangely. I don't generally agree with anything that comes out of his mouth.
And we're not paying them.
It absolutely is. Oh, no, and to be honest, before my involvement with Joy, I wouldn't have even, it wouldn't have been on my radar at all. Mm. Being an ally, it's not something I was ever, but, you know, 7 years at Joy, obviously I am very aware, and it is such an essential service, and it's great, bridging the gap.
And I think it's things like, for me, it's always been, you know, things like Pride March and Mardi Gras Parade and whatever. When the police join in, I feel like it's so good. Like, I don't know.
I love
it's one
that.
Of those moments where you can feel the energy in the air. You can feel the community going, wow, this has come so far because this didn't happen. You know, this wasn't the case. And actually, it's funny, in New Zealand, or Auckland, I think they're doing
That is in New Zealand. That's fine.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you for clarifying. They're doing their Pride March very soon. And the board of the Pride Committee or whatever actually told the New Zealand police that they couldn't wear their uniforms. And I thought they were, I was like, what? Mm. What's going on here? This is putting, you know, this is putting the gay community back 20 years.
Yeah.
And the whole of the gay community over there has stood up to the board and said, no, they have earned the right to wear those
absolutely.
Uniforms.
Oh, great. I didn't hear the
yeah,
last
yeah, yeah.
bit of
no,
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
No,
the board's been removed. It is wow. the people have spoken and, yeah. and they, that,
people
that
power.
Bond with the, yeah, people power.
And like certainly police, in New Zealand, they're very progressive over there. I would like, have thought that was very weird if they'd
exactly.
carried that on.
You know, it's really fascinating that point you bring up, and it's probably one of the reasons why I got involved in the Glow Show to begin with, because coming out and I was new to the community, it was an issue that was put on to me about Mardi Gras, that people didn't want the police there, and I'm just like couldn't get my head around it. Is this a right thing? Is this a wrong thing? And I quickly deduced it's wrong. We need the police there. And I know there's a history, and I know there was problems, and they were a long time ago there in the past, but the police have changed everything about themselves. And to me, to have them a part of the Mardi Gras and to have them a part of our gay celebrations or LGBTI celebrations, to me, is a trophy of
well,
our love and success.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's important to recognise the past, but it's also important to evolve. And people can change. And we're in 2018. Well, we're going to still keep – if the police want to freely be involved, they should absolutely be allowed to. And it should be celebrated.
You'll get people who say, there's some bad homophobic cops.
Well, yeah, but there, you know what? There's homophobic people everywhere.
Exactly.
We have
everything.
An organisation of 20,000 people.
There's going to be some
there's people with
everywhere.
Prejudices.
Yeah,
and if we try to have them identified, and that's why part of the role of the GLOWS, if you are having issues with any police officer, you can report them to us, and we've got shows about how to report and make complaints. So we want to know if the police are acting inappropriately.
Yeah.
But we are so proud of marching in our uniform in Pride March. We get one of the biggest cheers
of
the day.
I think it is really important that you stand proud and be in uniform and we
honestly,
all
I feel good. I feel protected when they're there.
Salute.
And sometimes it might be the only time a police officer who's marching in Pride actually gets acknowledged in a good way. Because we get called plenty of names and have a lot of hate on us. So it's one of the times where people celebrate us.
Yeah.
Well, I always like to thank the police when I'm at festivals and
thank
things
you.
Like that.
Oh,
so,
that's lovely.
You know.
And so do I, no matter what my history.
Anna and Dean, look, thank you very much for all your support this year. We really both love your show and
pleasure.
You put a great show on. You are obviously right before us, 4 o'clock till
6:30.
I kept thinking airline talk. I kept thinking 18:30.
That's all right. I would have been
it
right.
It is 18:30.
Well, we love your show and there is it's beautiful that Joy exists for shows like yours because there's you know, I'd like to see it on more mainstream stuff as well, more, you know, commercial stations taking this up and really fighting the cause. So well done to you two.
Well
excellent.
Done.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us as guests on your show every week, too.
It's all right. More than welcome. We have nothing else to talk about with each other.
So. All the best for the new year and have a great celebration.
Thank you very much.
Lovely time with your family and that.
Yep, you too.
And
wiggle it out.
Wiggle it out, Will.
Stay
wiggle
safe.
It out.
You're on the Glow Show, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Glow Show on Joy. Back soon. Welcome back. This is the Glow Show on Joy.
And welcome back to the Glow Show on Joy 94.9. You're with Will and Gabby on this wonderful Monday evening. And I'm just out of breath still from the Murphys.
I know.
Could you imagine interrogating them in real life?
No.
I couldn't.
But we'd just be in rolling on the ground laughing.
I know. They're wonderful people. They've been great support to the Glow Show. And look, we love them and thank them. Everything they've done for us, and it was really sensational having them in just before. But also to thank those who I love here at Joy. When I first came out and I started at Joy, one of my first shows was Worldwide Wave that I was on. And previous to Worldwide Wave was Jack and Dean, and I think it was Rach at the time.
Yeah.
So who have we got summoned in to the Glow Show now?
Well, from the wonderful Jack and Dean show, which is on every Tuesday at Joy, we've got Dean. And I've got a bit of a history with Dean because way back when their show started, which was probably about 2 years ago, Dean approached me and wanted to get police and Glow involvement on their new show. Mm-hmm. It was new at the time.
Absolutely. Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Dean. Welcome to the Glow Show.
Thank you. I've been to the Glow Show before. It's like coming back.
I know.
It's like coming back. But you're right, Gabby. Yeah, back in 2 years ago when we were setting up Rach, Jack and Dean back then, really keen to tell the stories of the community, warts and all. And I thought, particularly with my understanding of what the Glows do, I just thought, well, there's some good stories there.
Yeah.
And I think often people in the car driving home, they might hear stuff that they perhaps haven't even thought about before and can actually give them a voice or give them an understanding that they're not alone. Certainly, Jack and Dean, we now have every week a segment called Joy Law, where we explore legal issues of concern to the LGBTI community. And often we talk about domestic violence or family violence and some of the challenges people in our community have about speaking up. Mm. They don't feel comfortable about it, or, you know, they think they should be able to soldier on, or if they do feel they could speak up, they're concerned that nobody will listen.
Yeah.
And I see such an important role that the Glows play in helping people be heard.
It's true. I mean, we talk about family violence a lot on the Glow Show, mm-hmm. and we have different police officers from various family violence units coming in. And it's something that is one of Victoria Police's main focus, because family violence occurs to every walk of life, no matter how much money you make, what country you come from, what sexual orientation or gender you are. So it's something that affects all of us, and it's such an important topic to talk about.
And I think I hadn't realised way back when I started at Joy, I always thought of domestic violence as being physical assault.
Mm.
But I've come to realise now it's actually more than that. There's elder abuse, there's emotional abuse, there's manipulation, there's threatening to out somebody. There's a whole lot of horrible things.
Mm. There's the social media side of things now too.
Cyberbullying, yes.
Cyberbullying, stalking. It's just full on. It's amazing. The different aspects and different angles to it all.
Yeah, and that's something that in our community we want everyone to be aware of, that it isn't just physical violence.
Mm.
And if you're not physically assaulted and you think that I'm not a victim of family violence, that's not true.
Yeah.
Because it does involve all those different aspects.
Absolutely. I think also you asked, you know, when I first approached you, I'm getting a little bit older. Now, I'm almost middle-aged. I'm not quite middle-aged, but I'm not denying that I am.
Don't worry. We all got that. Yeah.
But I guess I've been very fortunate to date that I haven't really had much exposure to the police, Glow or otherwise. But as you get older, perhaps you get a bit more vulnerable.
And yeah,
so I was really
do.
Keen to understand, you know, what might some of the protections be.
Well, in our priority community division, and Jen Dixon works in that area, so she's the LGBTI portfolio for that area. We had also Dani Houseman used to be doing the LGBTI role there, and she now does the seniors role.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's so many different parts of the police that look after our vulnerable communities, and we in the Glow Show and through other shows at Joy, we want to get those messages out to people.
Absolutely. I think if, you know, being a victim of violence or a victim of crime, I guess you might get a skewed perspective of what the police do, but there's so much work done around preventing unrest.
And we want people to listen to this show and all the shows on Joy that talk about policing and the law and encourage people to have a trust in police so they do feel comfortable reporting. And if you're not reporting, just speaking to a police officer or a Glow and asking questions about, okay, this happened to me. Is this a crime? And if so, what can I do about it? And are there other services that we can suggest to you to assist?
When I first came to Joy, one of the questions that came up whilst I was doing Worldwide Wave, and we actually just discussed this in the previous segment with the Murphys, is that there's still a lot of people out there that don't believe that the police in various states in Australia don't belong in our Mardi Gras and our Pride celebrations. What would be your take on all of that?
I remember I saw that on the news, the young people who were trying to influence the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras board around allowing the police in, and I was really surprised by that. I think I like the idea of being inclusive, and I think by getting the police involved, and I certainly don't have a negative stereotype about treatment by the police, but I do appreciate there might be some members of our community that do.
Mm.
But I think let's have an open dialogue. Let's not exclude, because if we exclude, then we're just giving back what we've kind of already had. I think having a broad ranging conversation and engaging in the successes and the failures and the learning from the mistakes, I think that's a really important thing to do. And I think if we exclude parts of our community from the conversation, we're no better off.
Yeah, because people from the LGBTI community are police.
Well, this is it.
You know, and we should be allowed to be under that rainbow umbrella as well as everyone else, as much as everyone else. And so those discussions about the history of police, whether it be in Victoria or Australia or from other countries, the history was very appalling.
Mm.
We acknowledge that. And if there is treatment now, today, where police are treating people poorly, we want people to report that so we can identify those officers who are treating people badly and either educate them or investigate what's happened, and perhaps they can be removed from the police force.
There's two things that I like to say, and I said it in the last segment. I think first, it's the biggest trophy in the world for our community to have an organisation of the past, of those of the past, come 180 degrees and turn around and want to be a part of us and be supporting of us, and in these pride celebrations in the various ones around the world. To me, it's a trophy to have the police there.
Mm.
This is what's given me my drive to be a part of the GLOW show. But also, look, I understand that there was probably some hurt and some atrocities done in the past, but once again, I work for an major national airline, and it's well celebrated in most of the pride marches around the world. But if if you were to really investigate, turn back the clock to the 40s or 50s, you might even find some horrible little history and things going on there. So at the end of the day, where do you draw the line? So for me, I'm very proud to have the police there.
Absolutely. Look, I think part of healing is having open conversations and being overt and acknowledging the hurt. It's the theme of reconciliation with our Indigenous colleagues as well. We got to talk.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it. I was interested, I think, is it Auckland where they were not allowing the police to march in uniform?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so that's changed.
And there was a community backlash.
Yeah.
Yeah, the committee apparently said no uniform, and the general LGBTI community said no uniform, yes.
And I think it's the symbology of what the police force, the protective forces represent, and I think the uniform is part of that.
Yeah, and I'm really, really proud to wear my uniform in Pride March and to do the job that I do, and to have more and more police officers want to do the LGBTI liaison role, whether they be allies or part of the community. I'm really proud of that.
Now, Dean, Jack and Dean, they'll be back next year.
Yeah. Excellent. We're still here. We're kicking on.
What's some of the plans for next year? Do you have anything worked out yet?
We've just got a producer.
Oh.
We've got legit. None of this making it up on the run. We've actually got to be a bit more organised.
Yeah.
But we've been having a ball, Jack and I. We haven't known each other for years. I think people think we've grown up together, but we haven't. We've only known each other about 2 years. But God, we hit it off well. We seem to have common ways of thinking about the world.
No, you guys were definitely an inspiration to me when I first started, and you gave me some of my very first opportunities.
Things not to do, but not to push. And
God, I would have been. I'd dread going back now and listening to some of the recordings.
Oh, drive is so much fun.
I love it. I've done a couple of drives now with the podcast master, Pete Holmes. We've had an absolute ball doing that, filling in for you guys and some others around the place.
Of course, the other thing we love about our show is we have Tristan in the back.
Yeah.
Now, I think we're the only show on Joy that has an adult with a disability. So really, for us, it's very important that we model an inclusive show for an inclusive community.
That's fantastic. You need to be very proud of that. That's fantastic.
So we have a bit of fun with him.
Yeah.
And he has a bit of fun with us too.
He's pretty hilarious.
just one final question. What would you like to see in the GLOW show next year?
Oh, I think just more personal stories. Maybe stories of people who have been, personal stories of how they've reached out and got support from the GLOW community.
That's a good idea.
That is a good
idea. It's like Law and Order, the people are real, the...
Yeah.
And sometimes it's nice to hear people who have been through some challenges and how they might have responded.
Add that to the list, Will.
We have to add that to the list. Dean, look, thank you very, very much for joining us. It's not Rach, Jack and Dean, it's just Jack and Dean. Tuesdays from 4 to 6:30 afternoon drive, one of my favourites.
And remember, each week we say, be the rainbow in someone else's cloud.
And thanks for inviting me onto your show way back in the beginning.
Lovely to have you.
Now, I think that's it for the year, Gab.
Yeah.
I know.
This is the last one for this grid or for the year?
For the year. The grid started, but it's the last one for the year, so it is now Christmas.
I keep thinking it's weird to have the grid start in December, but it is
confusing. Well,
the GLOW show team.
The GLOW show team, we've got to say a special thanks to Jason, who puts all this together, helps produce, and... without him, this just wouldn't happen.
He puts the podcast together, makes it sound really intelligent.
It does. And
and Andy?
Andy behind the scenes, helping with management and production as well. And Jack, who also helps put this together as well.
Without them, we are nothing.
Without them, we are nothing. Everybody out there, hope we haven't told you too much what to do. We just hope you take away some great advice, talk among your friends, and hopefully give yourself some personal policies to make yourself stay safe.
Yeah, and just wishing everyone Merry Christmas and safe holidays.
All the best for the festive season, everybody. We will be back for the third week of next year. Gabby.
Right in the middle of midsummer.
Right in the middle of midsummer. Gabby, you have a wonderful holidays and a Merry Christmas.
And you too, Will. Care. And thanks for being so wonderful.
Thank you. That's it from The Glow Show. We'll see you all next year. Bye.
That's it from us today. Thanks for listening to another Glow Show on Joy. Tonight's episode has just been loaded to the Joy website and our podcast feed on iTunes. So if you missed anything important, you can hear it again now. Please support the volunteers who make the Glow Show happen by subscribing to our podcast and sharing them with your friends on social media. The Glow Show is produced by Will Lansing and Gabrielle Tyack and edited weekly by me, Jason Gibbs. See you next time on Joy. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.